possibility the Bank of Ireland may buy Davy stockbrokers, pressure on the government to launch a state inquiry into illegal adoptions, and the Queen's response to Meghan Markle's interview are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with that story about how Bank of Ireland has made an exploratory approach to Davy stockbrokers about the possibility of doing a deal should the stockbroking firm seek to find a buyer as it grapples with the fallout from last week's central bank fine and rebuke. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that pressure is mounting on the government to launch a state inquiry into legal adoptions after a potential 20,000 suspicious cases of illegal birth registrations were discovered in a review undertaken by TUSLA and the Adoption Authority of Ireland. Aoife Moore reports that although the review advises against a government inquiry on the basis that it could cause more trauma to adopted people, the government has not ruled out one. The Irish Independent leads with the line that one in eight of all COVID-19 cases has been in children and teenagers under the age of 18. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports on a statement issued by the Catholic Bishops of Ireland encouraging parishioners to lobby their TDs and local representatives to have the number of mourners at funerals increased immediately. The Irish Daily Star leads with the two-month jail sentence given to 27-year-old Martin Stokes at Meath District Court yesterday for refusing to wear a face mask in Navan Shopping Centre in December. The lead story in today's Irish Daily Mirror is generated by yesterday's admission by the HSE that delays in getting vaccines mean that the government will miss its target date to roll out 1.2 million vaccinations. Recollections may vary. That's the lead headline in the Irish Sun, alongside a picture of Queen Elizabeth and Meghan Markle enjoying a joke together in happier times. That picture is also carried on the front of today's Independent, and indeed all of today's papers report on the statement issued by the Queen yesterday, saying that she was saddened by the racism claims made by the Duchess in her interview this week, and that although some recollections may vary, they will be addressed by the royal family privately. Northern Ireland's Nightingale Hospital, which is located in Belfast City Hospital, is to be transformed into a centre for cancer operations as part of a plan to tackle the massive backlog caused by the pandemic. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish News. Elsewhere this morning, The Times reports that the Russian billionaire Elena Baturina is on course to more than double her investment in Dublin's Morrison Hotel as she closes in on its sale to a UK consortium for more than €65 million. Miss Baturina, who is one of the richest women in Russia with a fortune estimated at €1 billion, bought the hotel from NAMA in 2012 for €22 million. The Examiner reports today that the number of home births increased by more than one third during the pandemic, as many pregnant women have opted to avoid hospitals. There's a story in today's Independent about calls from the residents of Moyross in Limerick to have a 3 metre high, 3 kilometre wall around their estate demolished. There's a cute picture in the front of today's Times of one-day-old kid goats, Jack and Jill, who were born at Muckross Traditional Farms in Killarney, County Kerry. But finally, the Independent reports today on a ram who was causing quite a stir on the Tehan family farm in Longwood, County Meath, as well as fathering a very rare set of sextuplets this year. The blue Texel ram, who is pictured in today's paper, has also been responsible for the birth of 6 sets of triplets and 30 sets of twin lambs. And we're also told that another 16 ewes on the farm are also due to give birth over the coming weeks.